series is on the air. This is Ty Tyson broadcasting the play-by-play description of the third game of the 1936 World Series from the Yankee Stadium, New York, through the networks of the National Broadcasting Company. The first three innings play-by-play will be described by Tom Manning of WTAM. The second three innings by Red Barber of WLW, and the last three by myself. But before the game starts, we wish to introduce to you at this time Warren Brown, sports expert of the Chicago Herald Examiner. Warren Brown, thanks.
Thank you, Ty. The World Series this afternoon comes to the Yankee Stadium, the home of the American League champions. The first appearance of the players here in this 1936 World Series, which is now deadlocked at one game each for Yankees and Giants. I'm going to turn this over now to Tom Manning, who will give you the lineup and get us going for this third game of the 1936 World Series.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This afternoon, of course, as Warren Brown told you, we are over at Yankee Stadium, an enormous structure. I'm going to give you just a bit of a picture of the field. Directly down the right field foul line, there is a little fence down there approximately 4 feet high. It is 296 feet to the corner. And then, of course, the wall slants off over in direct right field. It is 367 feet. In right center, about 407 feet, the wall is about 20 feet high. Directly from home plate, through the pitcher's box, out over second, direct center field, in other words, is 461 feet. In direct left field, it is 415 feet, with a barrier out there about 4 feet high. And the same dimension as in right field, about 295 feet to the direct left field corner. Now here we have the lineup of the afternoon. Warming up down in front of us for the American League New York Yankees is Irving Bump Hadley. Heavy set boy, he's a right-hander. On the other side of home plate, that's Freddie Fitzsimmons, also a right-hander. That's what it looks like at the moment. Hadley for the Yankees and Fitzsimmons for the Giants. The lineup for the Giants, Moore, left field, M-O-O-R-E. Martell, short, B-A-R-T-E-L-L. Terry, first, T-E-R-R-Y. Right field, O-T-T. In center field, Ripple, R-I-P-P-L-E. Behind the bat, Mancuso, M-A-N-C-U-S-O. At second base, Whitehead, W-H-I-T-E-H-E-A-D. At third base will be Captain Jackson, J-A-C-K-S-O-N. And the pitcher, Fitzsimmons, F-I-T-Z-S-I-M-M-O-N-S. Now the Yankee lineup. Looking down on the field at the moment, the umpires are standing in front of the Yankee dugout, which is along third base. They have not come up to the plate yet, but they will in a moment. The lineups will be given the umpires by Lou Gehrig, the captain of the Yankees, and Travis Jackson, the captain of the Giants. Gehrig and Jackson are down there in a conference with the umpires, so I'll give you the Yankee lineup. It's Crosetti, short, C-R-O-S-E-T-T-I. Rolfe, third base, R-O-L-F-E. In center field, DiMaggio, D-I-M-A-G-G-I-O. At first base, Gehrig. Behind the bat, Dickey. In right field will be George Selkirk, S-E-L-K-I-R-K. In left field, Jakey Powell, P-O-W-E-L-L. At second base, Lazeri, L-A-Z-Z-E-R-I. And the starting Yankee pitcher will be Hadley, H-A-D-L-E-Y. All right, here's the picture that we have. A capacity house here in Yankee Stadium. Yankee Stadium over in the Bronx is much larger than the Polo Ground. Yes, it's plenty larger. I believe that upwards of 65,000. We'll give you the exact figures a little later on in the afternoon. Looking down at the field now, the four umpires, Major Kurt and Furman of the National League, Geisel and Summers of the American League, are having a little conference about 20 feet on the third base side of home plate with Gehrig and Jackson. The photographers are leaving the field. Most of the New York Yankees, who are the home club today, they'll be wearing their white uniforms. Their uniform is striped in black. They have black caps on, black numerals, black stockings, and black caps. Today, the Giants, they have been wearing the white and blue uniforms during the first two games. They will occupy the first base dugout. They'll have their gray road uniform trimmed in very bright blue. The conference is still going on as we gaze about the Yankee Stadium here. It's a three-decker, you know. They have the main floor, the mezzanine, and then the upper balcony. The open bleachers out there that seat upwards of around 15, 18,000 people. Every inch of that space has been jammed. It has been utterly impossible to procure a ticket here in New York for this particular game this day before yesterday. It's a complete sellout. As we gaze here from our lofty perch in the press box, you know, thousands of people are going to be able to see this ball game this afternoon free of charge. All the tenement houses are all the way from right field out through center and over in left. And thousands of those people are going to be standing in those windows, up on the roofs, and on the fire escapes and so forth. They tell me that some of the occupants of those tenement houses are charging as high as a dollar for that lofty perch. It's removed, of course. It's probably 800 feet away from home plate. But they don't care. They couldn't get in the park. And they're mighty happy that they're getting a glimpse of Yankee Stadium. There's the signal. Listen to the applause. The Yankees take the field. Now the umpires are scattering. Mason Kurt is adjusting his paraphernalia. You know, the umpires wear their shin guards under their trousers and also their chest protector. They're in a very dangerous spot. No one of the fine things of this game. Nobody has received any particular injury. And the managers, McCarthy and Terry, are able to start the lineup that they started in the first game. Bump Havi is out there now, and he tosses the first practice pitch to his catcher, Bill Dickey. Joe Moore, giant left fielder, who will lead off, left-hand batter, now walked out of the dugout, and there it is, play ball, Moore is in the box, Havi starts his windup, and the ball game is on, here it is, a strike, he swings hard and misses. That was Joe Moore, left-hand batter, left fielder of the Giants, leading off this afternoon before this tremendous crowd here at Yankee Stadium. And the first pitch of Hadley is a swinging strike, the windup. There's a drive, it's foul. Terrific drive down left field, it curves into the open boxes, and there's a scramble on for that old ball. Pushing each other around. A little bit cooler out here today, in spite of the fact that it's a very bright, ideal baseball day. It is just a little bit cooler than the day we had over at the Polo Grounds yesterday. It's ball one and strike one, and here's the pitch. It's ball two. 2-1 the count, Joe Moore. Left field of the Giants is first up. Strike two and ball one. 2-1. It's a base knock. Moore is rounding first. Rolfe retrieves the ball, returns it to Lazzari at second. Joe Moore is safe at first and the first hit of the afternoon. Boy, you can tell from the applause that went up then that there are plenty of Giant fans here in the Yankee Stadium this afternoon. That was a hard hit ball that third baseman Red Rolfe dove for. He got his glove hand on it, slowed it up a little bit. And the ball is retrieved by left fielder Powell. That's his first hit of a series, the first hit for Joe Moore. Barcella's up, he lays down a bunt. Hadley comes up with the ball, the play is at first, he is out. Dick Bartell lays the first ball down, a nice bunt to the first base side of the pitcher. Bump Hadley went over, picked it up with his gloved hand, juggled it a moment, then tossed to Gary. Bill Terry gets this round of applause, the manager of the Giants, Bill Terry. Boy, what enthusiasm we're having here. Fans are really all hopped up now with this World Series of 1936 at one game for the Giants and one for the Yanks. First inning, one man out. We have Moore on second and Bill Terry at bat. There's the stretch. Here it is. It's a strike. A beautiful curve ball tossed in there by Hadley. And Bill Terry kept his bat on his shoulder. Terry has had four base hits out of nine trips to the plate in the series so far. Strike one on Bill Terry, a left-hand batter. Moore is on second, one out the pitch. Strike two, he swings. Bill Dickey drops the ball. It rolled about 2 or 3 feet away, but Moore made no attempt to advance. Bill Terry is up, and Melvin Ott, a great favorite here in New York, just hanging around. Hadley, you know, is a right-hand pitcher. The stretch, it's strike two on Terry. There's a
There's a smash in the center field. DiMaggio coming in at the base hit. He has it. Here's the throw. Four holes up at third base. That throw was cut off in the pitcher's box by Cosetti. That was a swooping line drive that went into medium center field. Joe DiMaggio came in fast, picked it up on the first hop, and now we have Moore on third base. He'll carry on first, his fifth hit of the series. Mel Vanot coming up. Lou Gehrig has walked over to the pitcher's box and is uttering words of encouragement, I'm sure, to the Yankee pitcher, Bump Hadley. Bump goes back to the box, picks up the rosin bag, has his glove off. He's tossing the ball from one hand to another at the moment. Bill Dickey walks out in front of the plate. Mel Vanot steps into the batter's box, taps the hickory on the plate. Now he's pumping that old bat up and down, facing Hadley. There's the stretch. Terry on first, Moore on third, the pitch. It's outside. Ball one. Fans are still expectancy for the moment now with runners on first and third. It's the first inning of this third ball game of the World Series. There's the stretch. Here it is. It's a bounding ball down short. Cosetti has it. Steps on second. Throws to first. A double play. There you have it. Hats waving out there in the open bleachers. Fans here all giving the boys a big hand. That picture, you know, with Perry on first and Moore on third. Mel Vanot drove a bounding ball fairly fast. Down toward second base, Frank Cosetti, the Yankee shortstop, picked it up, ran over, tagged second base, whipped the ball over to Gehrig, and it was a double play executed like lightning. Yes, sir, that didn't take very long to get the Giants out of the way after they had men on first and third. That double play was disastrous and very well executed by Cosetti. Moore first up got off of the base mark. Bartell then laid down a sacrifice and was out Hadley to Gehrig. Bill Ferry smacked that single into center field, putting Moore on third, and then Mel Vanot came up and hit into that double play. No runs and two hits for the Giants in the first inning. That's Buddy Fitzsimmons, right-hander. Stocky Bill Foy is in the box for the Giants, and Gus Mancuso will do the catching behind the bat. Frank Cosetti, right-hand batter, Yankee shortstop, will be first up. The umpire, of course, will allow the pitcher several extra warm-up tosses in the first inning, as they usually do. Mancuso whips that ball down to second, where it is taken by Whitehead to Bartell, to Jackson, then back to Buddy Fitzsimmons. Cosetti is leaning on his bat now and picking the Meyer off his spikes with his hand. Now he's in the box, taps the bat on the plate. Fitzsimmons gets his signal. Now he's on the rubber, and here is the windup. It's Frank Cosetti, the pitch, strike. Strike one. Cosetti turned all the way around on his right toe when hitting that ball. With a terrific cut at the first ball pick. Again, we have Fletcher coaching at third, Earl Combs at first. Here's the pitch. Ball one, a curved ball that broke outside. And the count, ball one and strike one. Frank Cosetti, leadoff man for the New York Yankees in the last half of the first inning. No score as yet. Ball one and strike one. Third baseman, Red Rolfe, next. It's a strike. Ball. Strike two and ball one. Buddy Fitzsimmons switches. Sharp-breaking curve ball that was felt high over the inside corner. It is now strike two and ball one. Fitzsimmons winds up. It's a high fly ball in the right field. Ott is standing on the cinder track. Under it, he has it. One gone. Frank Cosetti leading off. Slide to Mellott in right field. Giants has played a bit of pepper as that ball was returned to the infield to Terry, and they shot it around the infield with the vicinity of lightning. One gone, nobody on. Red Rolfe. Yankee third baseman, left-hand batter. In the batter's box with one out and nobody on. Here's the pitch. It's a ball. That was a curve ball that broke just a little bit outside. Gus Mancuso caught the ball with his glove hand on. There's the stretch and the windup. Ball two. That was a fast ball that missed the outside corner of the plate. And the count on Red Rolfe. Ball two. Last half of the first inning. One gone. Nobody on. Cummings 3. That was too low. Over the plate, but too low. And Rolfe, with a count 2-0, stuck his bat out as if to lay down a bunt, throwing Jackson in. But he pulled the bat away, and the count is 3-0. Fitzsimmons now is tossing that ball into his gloved hand. Now the windup. It's a strike. The old automatic strike. That ball right down the alley, felt high, and with a count 3-0, Rolfe took it, and now it is 3-1. It is strike 2. But he didn't have any hooks on that one. Just a fast one right down the center. The count is 3-2. The count. Melott is playing pretty deep for Rolfe. Playing almost out to the wall, about 20 feet in front of the wall out there. Pretty close to the line, as it were. 3-2, here it is. The bounding ball down first. Terry takes it. Terry runs for the bag, steps on it to put out unassisted. Two men out, nobody on. Here comes Joe DiMaggio to bat. Joe's a right-hand batter. The outfielder's moving back a little bit for Joe. What a brilliant catch that was to end that ball game yesterday. That ball that was hit there by Lieber yesterday was easily 450 or 60 feet from home plate. 483 feet out to the center field barrier. He wasn't very far from there. Those familiar with the Polo Grounds, it was right at the edge of the steps leading up to the dressing room. Ready to pick now with two outs. Last half of the first, nobody on. No score. The windup. DiMaggio. It's a strike. Nice curve ball that broke over the outside corner for a called strike. There's the signal. The windup. DiMaggio bat. It's a strike called. I believe DiMaggio was waiting for a fast ball inside that time. At least he looked like he was a little bit further removed from the plate. But he got a hook and the call is strike 2. Here it is. Ball one. DiMaggio took almost a half swing at that one, changed his mind as the ball broke outside, and the count is strike 2 and ball 1. Fitzsimmons on the rubber and the windup. It's a fly ball in back of second base. Whitehead backing up under it. Whitehead has it. That's all for the Yankees in the first inning. No runs, no hits, and no errors. Cosetti first up, applied to Melott. Rolfe was out. Terry unassisted. And DiMaggio plays a pop fly in back of second base. It was taken by Whitehead. No runs, no hits, and no errors. At the end of the first inning, the Giants have two hits. Of course, the Yankees have none. Into the first half of the second, and Ripple, who has replaced Lieber out in center field against the right-hand pitching of Hadley, will lead off. Jim Ripple. Boy, Lieber hit several balls pretty hard yesterday. Jimmy Ripple with big number 23 on his back. Umpire Major Chris Now is walking out there, has asked for the ball for a moment, wants to give that ball an inspection, and Bump Hadley tosses it in there to Dickie. Dickie tosses it. Major Kirk takes a look at it. It's okay. Tosses it back to Dickie, who in turn shoots it out to Hadley. Ripple. Jimmy Ripple, a left-hand batter, steps into the batter's box. Dickie squats down. Umpire takes his position behind the catcher. A wind-up, and we're off. Ball one. A curved ball that was inside. Jimmy Ripple stepping away from the plate and taking it. First half of the second inning. No score as yet. Giants batting and Ripple is up. There's a long drive, high and far into right center field with Selkirk and DiMaggio going over. Selkirk has it. Ripple. Slide high to George Selkirk in right center field. Gus Mancuso coming up. Gus has a lot of friends here in New York. Hundreds of them are giving him a little hand slapping as he steps to the plate, hollering, "Come on, Gus." First half of the second inning, one out and nobody on. Hadley pitching for the Yanks and Dickie catching. Windup. It's a foul over in back of first base. Strike one. Quite a scramble on for that ball. The fire has tossed out a new ball. Hadley has it now, rubbing it up a little bit. Gus Mancuso with bat, the count strike one. Here it is. Strike two. That's such a swing of that will invest, and the count is 2-0. Hadley, a right-hander. Starts his windup, and here it is. Outside. Ball one. And the count on Mancuso. Strike two and ball one. And Yankee infielders Gehrig, Vazzelli, Cosetti, and Walt. One man out. First half of the second inning. Nobody on. Mancuso is up. Strike two. Ball one. As a drive out to DiMaggio in center. He's coming in. Under it. DiMaggio takes it. Mancuso lined out to DiMaggio in short left center field. Two out. Nobody on. Burgess Whitehead. Giant second baseman coming up. Standing there now with the bat knocking the dirt off his shoes. Now into the batter's box. First half of the second inning. No score. Yet two out and nobody on. Hadley winding up. It's a foul strike. Whitehead attempted to get out of the way of that pitch. Was coming right at his head. As he ducked away, it accidentally hit his bat. Rolled over toward the Giant dugout. And it's a foul strike one. It is. Ball one. A curve ball that failed to catch the inside corner. And the count is ball one and strike one. Ball one, strike one. As it drives to right field, it's curving foul. It is foul. Foul by about 10 yards down in the right field corner. And the count is strike two and ball one. First half of the second inning, two men out. Umpire Major Kurt. Major's getting a new supply of baseballs. Mascot goes up and assists him, and now ready to go again. First half of the second, two out, nobody on. Here we are. Another foul. Left one is upstairs. Into the laps of the spectators. Strike two and ball one. Hadley looking out towards center field at the moment. Now back on the rubber. Strike two and ball one, the windup. There's a bounding ball down to Lazzari. Lazzari has it, the toss. He's out. Burgess Whitehead making the third out of the inning. A ground ball that was taken by Lazzari to Gehrig. No runs, no hits, and no errors. Triple first up, slides to right. Mancuso flies to center, and Whitehead out, second to first. There's not an available inch of space here at Yankee Stadium this afternoon. Those who missed our opening description have been trying to get tickets, I believe, for several days here for the opening game in Yankee Stadium. Thousands and thousands of folks from nearby cities in New York could not get in on account of their work during the first two games have all flooded into New York City and are trying frantically to get tickets for today and tomorrow's game. The next three games will be played here at Yankee Stadium, and then, of course, the teams will move back to the Polo Ground. Lou Gehrig, mighty Lou Gehrig, a great favorite here in New York, will lead off for the Yankees in the last half of the second. Sonny Fitzsimmons, right-hander, winds up on the pitch. Strike call. That was a slow, fading curveball that broke on the inside corner. Gehrig stepping away and taking it. They've been feeding Gehrig slow, sweeping curves all through the series. Here it is. It's a strike. It's a strike call. Apparently, Gehrig was waiting for another slow curveball, but Fitz tossed him up, and he burnt one right through the center. Seemed to have Gehrig a bit off balance. The count is 2-0. The windup and the pitch. It's a foul. Back. Count remains strike two. Yankee catcher Bill Dickey in the extra batter's box there, waiting to come up next. This is eyeing Gehrig plenty with a count strike two. He leads off, you know. Here's the pitch. It's strike two. Ball one. Almost over the catcher's head. And the count on Gehrig is strike two and ball one. Let's imagine, if you will, the hearts of these New Yorkers here in this World Series having to take their choice between Gehrig and the Giants. The pitch, it's a ball. Strike two and ball two. Two and two. Not uncommon for them to be unable to make up their minds to pick a choice of their favorite in this series. Both teams from New York. Strike two and ball two. Pitch is getting his signal. Starts his windup, two and two. Cummings. There's a long drive at foul. Roar from the crowd. Gary got a hold of that one and drove it high up in the upper stand. Out there in foul territory in right field. And the count is strike two, ball two. Gehrig leading off, first man up in the last half of the second inning. Nobody has scored as yet. Here's the windup, two and two. And it goes, a long smash deep in the center field. Way up, going, going, going. A home run! A home run! Lou Gehrig with that count, ball two and strike two. Six with that foul. A smash. There was nothing spooky about that one. As I said, going, going, going. It went high up over the sign out there, 407 feet away. And Lou Gehrig, smiling and trotting around the bag. He touched first. He touched second. He touched third at home plate and then dropped his cap to the thousands upon thousands of people here in the Yankee Stadium. And they're off. It's a ball game. And they're full of enthusiasm now. 1-0 in favor of the American League. Sticking it fast. The pitch. It's a ball one. Fast ball, and it was too high. Boy, that was a smash, I'll tell you. That was knocked down on that short right field corner. So it was high over that 400-foot sign out in deep right center field. That barrier out there is about 20 feet high. The pitch, ball two. That was a fast ball outside. Bill Dickey watched it go by, and the count is two and nothing. Oh, man. Nobody out. Last half of the second inning. And Bill Dickey at bat. Will he hit or not? It's 2-0. The pitch. Ball three. That was a curve ball. A sharp breaking curve. It just barely missed the outside corner. And the count on Bill Dickey is ball three. We have George Selkirk coming up next. Bill Dickey, you know, left hand batter. 3-0. It is. Strike. Ball. That's the old automatic strike, you know, with a count 3-0. Now it's 3-1. What a day, what a game, what a crowd. 3-1 coming. Ball four. That was a fast ball that was a bit too high. And now Dickey has a base on ball, trotting down to first, and George Selkirk is coming up. George Selkirk, a left-hand batter. George knocks the dirt off his shoes, steps into the batter's box, taps the bat on home plate. He eyes the pitcher and we're about ready to go. New ball has been tossed out. Selkirk, a left-hand batter, is up. Fitzsimmons takes a stretch. Dickey on first, you know. The high foul ball near home plate. Mancuso under it. He has it. Selkirk fouled out to Mancuso. That ball was hit directly up over home plate. Jake Powell coming up. Jake Powell, right-hand batter. Jake has been quite a star in the series so far. These both teams have sat, having made 5 hits out of 7 trips to the plate. Jake Powell steps into the batter's box, one gone, and Bill Dickey on first. 1-0 in favor of the American League Yankees. The result of that home run by Gehrig. Here's the stretch in the pitch. It's a bounding ball down second. Bartel crosses to Whitehead. Whitehead to Gehrig. Double play. That was a double play. And what happened in the second inning? Gehrig first up, smacked a home run 400 feet over a 20-foot high barrier. Dickey walked. Selkirk fouled out to the catcher. And Powell hit into a double play. Bartel to Whitehead to Gehrig. One run, one hit, and no errors.